Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, hi.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Thank you, Greg. Lots of Christmas songs there, weren't there, on the 10-minute takeover? Seriously, we started playing Christmas songs, like, in October, and now everyone's jumped on our bandwagon. Or maybe it is. Maybe it's because it's the beginning of December. Whatever. Hello, hope you're right. No Chopper today. He's off. We're not allowed to say too much about this. I'm not just teasing you for the sake of it. We honestly are not allowed to say, but he's filming a new TV show. And it's nothing to do with sport, for a change.
Is he a mentor on this week's X Factor?
No.
He'd be a good one, though.
Yeah.
No, you're rubbish, get off.
Is it Total Wipeout?
No, even though I know he would like to do that.
Hole in the Wall?
No. No.
Antiques Roadshow?
No. Let's leave it there, because otherwise one of us is going to say it. But he's off today. And good luck, chappers, that's all we can say.
Is it Celebrity Mastermind?
No, he's done that already. Right, Dan in Bristol's been on saying, how are you feeling after yesterday? I'm fine, thanks, Dan, all good. He says, any chance of some busted? No, that was really very yesterday. Simone's been on saying, can you please play the full version of Sleeping With The Lights On today, seeing as you faded it out halfway through? Let's just leave that behind. It was like yesterday's show. Let's move on. All Time Lower coming up, Mini Viva, Calvin Harris, oh, at 5:30. And if you're looking for a bargain present for someone, you're going to love Becky's Christmas Classifieds.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Toby Williams, I'm from Tunbridge.
That's nice, Toby.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm alright, how can I help?
The TV show that Chappers is going to be on, is it Pants Off, Dance Off?
Ew.
Oh, no.
We're not allowed to say.
Come on, you've got to tell me.
No.
Might be.
Have you seen Pants Off, Dance Off?
I have, it's grim.
It is good. It is grim, but it's good at the same time. I bet you didn't switch it off, did you?
I might have watched the first 10 minutes.
Up your Viva.
Up my Viva.
Was it the celebrity one?
No, I missed the celebrity one.
Oh, poor Danan was on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. We're just trying to think of some of the songs that if Chappers was taking the day off to do Pants Off, Dance Off, which is a show on that channel Viva where people just take their clothes off and dance to tunes. Maybe it'd be this one.
Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire. Have a baby by me, baby, be a millionaire.
Is he off tomorrow as well? He doesn't need 2 days to take his clothes off.
How long does it take?
I don't know. Maybe he's got really awkward buttons on his jeans.
Maybe he's practicing all his moves today.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's a practice
rehearsal
run.
Rehearsal today and then...
And then tomorrow.
The real deal.
Tomorrow's the main event.
Right, that's really that's really set the tone for the whole show there. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott. Have
Love
a good
you.
One. Merry Christmas.
Me too.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Now, yesterday we said that we could tell you today what the award is that Becky has been nominated for. Sorry.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. What the award is that Becky's been nominated for. And we can now tell you. Right, let's build this up a bit. The award is... It's an award that we have won a few times before for Best Radio Show, but now they've got rid of that category.
Get off of it! It's so embarrassing.
I can tell you, the award...
It's not this good.
Is a Loaded Laughter Award from Loaded Magazine. Now, it used to be like Best Radio Show or Funniest Radio Show. They've got rid of that category now. Thanks, Loaded. And now they've replaced it with Best Radio Sidecar.
No.
Sidekick. No, what is it?
I think it's Funniest Radio Sidecar. Sidekick.
Funniest Radio Sidekick. Who are you up against, please?
Allard and Comedy Dave. And some bloke called Brian, but I don't know him. He's probably
hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow. And can people vote for you?
Yes, they can.
How do
on
they do
the
that?
On their website, I think.
On their website. And they can also vote for Aled and Brian if
but
they want.
But they don't want to do that.
Right.
Aled will get loads of votes anyway.
Well, you know what? I'm...
Because he's got his little army on, like, all the social networking sites, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he'll just get recruit all them.
He'll blast it out.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? I'm actually, joking aside, I'm very very pleased for you.
You haven't laughed so much in 24 hours at the prospect of me actually being funny.
I'd say I'm a little annoyed at them getting rid of the category that we won a few times before. But if you win Sidecar, then I'll be equally...
Amazed, shocked, so will I.
I'll be amazed.
I don't think Chappers was too happy, was he? He didn't take it very well.
Did he not?
No. He was just a bit grumpy.
Anyway, congratulations to Becky, who might be funniest radio sidekick 2009. But, you know, you don't know. It might be Aled or that other bloke, Brian. Or Dave. Comedy Dave.
Comedy Dave. He is funny.
Yeah, he's genuinely funny. He's got comedy in his name,
yeah.
Which immediately makes you funny. But I wish you the best of luck. When do you find out?
I don't know. I think it's at the end of January.
Don't you have to go to this ceremony?
Do
or is
I?
That only if you win?
Is it
you
free
really,
food?
You should really, yeah. You okay. should really find that out. It's very nice food, really nice.
If it's
nice.
Good food, then I'll definitely go whether I win or
and
not.
And there's wine aplenty as well. And normally you get to have a nice chat with Jimmy Carr and Jack Tweed.
Oh, that would be nice.
It's really good.
I'm yeah. so excited. I am genuinely excited because I haven't been nominated.
What, more
for
about Jack
before.
Tweed than Jimmy Carr?
Both, I think.
Yeah.
It's my first award.
Yeah.
Not that I've won it yet.
No, no. You're acting, no, you haven't. You really haven't.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Podcasts.
More important than my award, what happened to the table yesterday? Did you get it?
No, I couldn't be bothered.
After
well,
all that?
Even
Rab said it was all right, as long as you rang the doorbell and asked first.
No, I don't like confrontation. Me and my flatmate were sat there going, right, you do it. No, you do it. No, you go. No, you you want the table. No, you want the table. And then neither of us plucked up enough courage to actually go and ask for it. And then this morning it was gone. So that's the end of my nice table.
Oh,
thanks for your texts. Yeah.
How's he feeling? Is he better, your housemate?
He was coughing a lot last night. Today he's gone to work. Yeah. I didn't give him any more like medicine in shot glasses. He might have the swine actually, so I'm keeping well away.
What? And he's gone back to work?
Only for a meeting with a mask on.
That's fine. Really not.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And now it's time for some of Becky's Christmas classifieds.
Loving this Christmas music you've put on.
I'm finding it a little bit
it's slightly ominous,
sinister,
isn't it?
Yeah. Right, so these are things that you might want to buy people as presents this year, read out by Radio 1's Greg James. These are all real items available.
Mm-hmm. Mistletoe for sale in bulk.
Right.
Do you not have mistletoe yet, Scott?
I don't. I've never had mistletoe.
You've never carried round mistletoe just in case?
No, I think people do that. It's a bit presumptuous.
I thought you might be the type.
What, just to carry mistletoe with me? No.
Yeah, and it goes manky really quickly if you leave it in your pocket, so it's better to get bulk, I think.
Okay.
I'm looking for people interested in buying large amounts of mistletoe for the Christmas period.
Hmm. There's probably some really PC law against carrying it with you now, I think.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to have it out all the time, just in case there's somebody that you want to keep it in your bag and then just pop it out when you see someone you like.
I manage large amounts of fruit orchards in the West Country, where it grows, and I'm looking to sell at competitive prices. I'm looking to sell per kilo. Prices on inquiry. All prices will include delivery.
Oh, you get delivery, though, that's good.
And a
good.
Kilo, that's got to be a lot of kisses.
Yeah.
I think it might be quite good to just put it up all around the office. Spread a bit of Christmas cheer.
There's no one I want to kiss in the office.
Really? That's not what you told me yesterday.
Right, what did I... Right, turn the mics off. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I did not say I wanted to kiss them.
You did?
I did not.
You hinted at it a lot.
Right, next.
Rhino roof rack. £120.
Is this for carrying rhinos?
No, I think it's to put on a rhino, if you've got one. So basically, you get your rhino and then put the roof rack on it.
And then put a bike on it.
Well, yeah, whatever you want, whatever you
need. Rhino roof rack for sale in excellent condition. Missing fixing nuts and bolts, though. Dimensions 130 by 210 by 20. Item to be collected only.
Hmm.
I think it's really useful if you've got a rhino or need to transport a rhino.
Has it crossed your mind that maybe rhino may just be the name of the brand name?
No, because that would be ridiculous.
So it is, okay, so if you have a rhino...
Yeah. Then you get in touch. Transport your bike, put the roof rack on. It says it's missing fixings, but I'm sure you can just use tape. Sellotape? I mean, that might pull the little hairs off.
Josh has been on in Congleton saying, you're still saying okay after everything. Yeah, I need to stop that. That's my New Year's resolution.
Have you got a happier Christmas music thing? Because this is really like... I think someone's about to be murdered.
Hang on. Something a bit happier, you say?
Yeah.
About... Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that all right? Happier with this?
Slightly better, yeah.
Or this, hang on.
Much better.
Yeah, that's good.
There's Christmas presents. This next one is amazing.
Okay.
You will want this, and it is
Pet's Eye View Camera, £25.
What?
Pet's Eye View Camera, £25.
Basically, you know you get your pet presents every year?
Mm-hmm.
Get them like a nice bone or whatever. This is his pet's very own digital camera.
Right.
Tie it around his neck.
Unbelievable.
And then when you're at work, you can take pictures from, the camera around your pet's neck, so you can see what they're up to all day.
This is like people who buy a stocking for their cat.
Yes.
Or send Christmas cards from their cat.
Yes, brilliant.
To
take
humans.
A picture of the pets, dress them up in a little Christmas hat.
So now the cat gets a digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever wondered what your little furry friend gets up to whilst you're out of the room or at work?
No, I haven't got a pet.
Well, now you can find out with Pet's Eye View Camera.
Okay. So... how does it work? You put it around its neck?
Basically, it comes on, attaches to the collar, and then it takes pictures every 5 seconds so you can see where they go, like around your house and stuff. It would be brilliant if you needed to spy on someone at your house.
Is that what real spooks do?
Yeah. Have you not seen that on Spooks? Pet's camera.
No?
They've got one. Malcolm used to have one.
Did he? What, and just put it around a dog or cat's neck and then just see what happens and where they go?
Mm.
Wow, that's something else.
Just clip the lightweight digital camera to your pet's collar and you'll be able to take up to 40 photos to document their shenanigans. Small and light enough for most cats and dogs. Not too effective on goldfish, though. The Pet's Eye View camera lets you explore the secret life of your pet.
What, so when they go outside, you can see where they've gone?
Mm-hmm.
When they come back inside through the cat flap, you can see where they go?
It's brilliant.
Oh, wow, that must be really interesting. But you know what? Some of our cat-loving listeners will love that.
Mm-hmm. You put it on anything. I'd quite like it on a hamster. Especially when it's going around the wheel.
Mm. Okay, not really interested in any of these so far. Let's try this one.
Susan Boyle Shower Curtain. Britain's Got Talent. $25.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is genuine.
A unique hand-painted shower curtain. It's washable, waterproof, non-toxic and odourless.
Have you got a picture of this?
It's basically just Susan Boyle's face on your shower curtain, massive size. Probably the size of your entire torso.
And it's like Susan Boyle before she got made over. It's like how she was when she came
genuine
to that first
Subo.
Audition.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at it now.
Hang it on your shower, or on your wall, or in a window. Behind your bed, maybe, as a headboard. Or frame it, or just display it like a piece of art in your home.
I want that.
I think as a headboard would be quite a good look as well.
What are the words underneath? Does it say A New Hope?
Yeah, she loves it. Do you think it's official?
Probably not. Yeah, actually, we're just discussing this. It does... more than Subo, it does look like the bloke who plays Heather from EastEnders on Harry Hill.
Oh! No.
You know the one that turns up most weeks? Like last week, eating a sausage.
In that case, it's a good shower curtain of them.
Yeah.
It's still worth £25. It's
I would still get that. A New Hope. It's
every
the bloke
morning.
Who plays Heather from EastEnders in TV Burp. Oh, get me the Subo one, please.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you're on your own today, Becky. It's you versus the listeners. Text me your scores against Becky, please.
Oh, what's occurring?
No chopper today. He's doing a TV show that we're not allowed to talk about.
Pants off, dance off?
It's not pants off, dance off. Pants off, dance off. I'm sure he'll tell us when he's ready. Okay, here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Or, as they say in Punjabi...
Oh, aagi hunda.
That's what's occurring in Punjabi.
Amazing.
Oh, aagi hunda.
I think I might prefer that.
Our new favourite show is this series of The Family on Channel 4. Have you seen it?
Yes.
It's brilliant.
I love them.
If you've not seen The Family, it's a show where they just put cameras in a certain family's house for months, isn't it?
I think
it?
It's like a year of their lives,
And they just cut all the best bits together and just record what's going on, and you get to see it. It's a big, long series. Mostly what happens in this series of The Family is the dad, Arvinder, shouts this a lot.
Oh! What? One cup of tea.
He just wants tea all the time.
Oh! What? One cup of tea.
And then another time.
Oh!
What?
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 What do you want?
One cup of tea.
I love it.
Sarbjit, the mum, puts up with so much from him.
She does everything.
But do you know what? There's something about him. Yeah, yes, he does just shout for tea all the time. But he does it in such a cheeky way that I think even if he asked me for tea all the time, he'd kind of go, oh, okay, then. He's got like that sort of cheeky grin on his face of like, get me more tea.
Even after he's just had his dinner, he still wants tea.
Give me a cup of tea.
Oh, didn't you? Let that go down a bit. Where are you going to put your tea? Wait, let that go down. I'll get your tea.
Love it.
She's brilliant. Their relationship is amazing.
I need food.
Oh, yeah, let me finish it shut.
Why, you should have done that before.
Stupid man.
Seriously, brilliant. Get this show in your life. It's amazing.
I think you can watch them all again on online.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Anyway, guess who's here?
Hi, I'm Shay.
Hi, I'm Sunny.
And Dindi.
And we're The Family.
Yes. From Channel 4's hit programme, The Family.
The Family.
Yeah, we know you're from Channel 4's hit programme, The Family. So, they were on with Nihal last night on the Asian network. You can listen again to that on iPlayer. Anyway, Arvinder, the dad...
was on Radio 1 as well.
And Radio 1, yeah.
Yeah.
He wants a cup of tea a lot.
Oh!
What?
One cup of tea.
So, my question...
I love him so much. I want to go round there and have him make me a cup of tea.
My question, how many different types of tea can the family name?
Oh.
Seeing as he does want one quite a lot.
Loads.
Yeah, exactly. How many are you saying?
Eight.
Are you counting tea in your head?
I'm trying to think of how many I know, yeah. Eight-ish.
Eight.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's the family, but how many types of tea can they actually name?
Oh, Darjeeling.
Jo.
Okay, minty, peppermint.
Masala tea.
Is that a tea?
Yeah,
fennel tea, peppermint tea, Earl Grey, Lady Grey, Darjeeling. Why are you guys doing? You're not even helping me. PG tips. Isn't that a tea?
No!
Strawberry tea.
Tea leaves. I'm sure that's a tea.
Okay. I said minty, didn't I?
No,
I said minty, didn't I?
That's not a tea. This made out of tea.
Chinese tea, that's one as well.
There you go. What is it? Oh, Indian tea.
Indian
mum's tea.
Mum's tea.
That she likes. Oh, my God. English tea, Indian tea, kale tea, patilla tea.
With milk.
Oh, God.
Mum's tea. Is that one?
Did you count that one or not?
Yeah, it's 18. Let me know how you did against Becky. Becky said 8.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Oh,
what?
One cup of tea.
Love it. You know BBC Three?
Yes.
They're doing these Young Something of the Year shows at the moment. They did Young Butcher. And the other night it was Young Hairdresser of the Year, presented by George Lamb. Now, one of our listeners, Teej, has been on. He spotted this one.
Is George Lamb famed for judging hairdressing competitions?
I don't know.
He's got quite a good head of hair
himself,
hasn't he? Yeah.
Teej says, I was going to count how many times the blonde one said the word, obviously, but I can't be bothered, so can you do it for me? Certainly. My question, the blonde one, on Young Hairdresser of the Year, how many times do they say, obviously, go?
10.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here it is.
Why is it important to conduct a skin test on a client that comes in for a colour?
Obviously, in case that my client has a reaction. Layering also gives a little bit more softness. I like the look that I did. Obviously, it didn't fit your briefs, which obviously was the main thing. Obviously, I'm here for the experience. I'm here to win. obviously with the neckline, it's obviously happened to every single hairdresser.
I'm gutted that Megan's out because obviously she's like one of my good friends in this competition.
Oh my God, might I get in trouble again and play McFly, which is a bit like Busted. It was eight.
They can't tell you off for playing 10 seconds of a song. That's your job, kind of.
Oh! What's occurring?
Eight obviously isn't there. Okay, let's do a bit of
Do I get that point then?
Yeah, whatever. Let's do a Christmas just for the pun of it. Yeah. Now, you might have a slight advantage here, Becky, but then normally when we do this, when you actually make the call, you can't remember it. So let me know how you do, listeners, against Becky. What Becky did earlier was call a Christmas shop. A lot of them are open all year round.
I love that, though. I used to live by one, and it was brilliant.
They must be sick of Christmas by now, though, by the time it gets to this time of year. God.
It's just a way of life.
Becky called up a Christmas shop. How many Christmas puns could she get into the conversation, do you think? What do you think? Can't remember.
Five? I know I said I had tinselitis a lot.
Let's find out.
Ow!
Here's just for the pun of it, calling a Christmas shop.
Good morning, Kate Kringle.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Do you have any decorations?
I do. What kind of decorations are you looking at?
Something that will make me feel really sentimental.
Ornament-wise?
Yeah, an ornament's good. I wouldn't want anything else.
Okay.
They're not too expensive, are they? I don't want anything too dear.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
Sorry if I'm a bit hoarse. I've got some tinselitis at the moment.
Oh, well, that's not good.
I've just had to take an Alka-Seltzer to get rid of the pain.
Oh, there. Alka-Seltzer Plus.
I don't want to be Rudolph, but I might have to go now, so I need to go to work.
Okay, well, stop by and check out the things we have.
How big is your shop?
It's quite large.
Because I get really bad claustrophobia.
Oh, yeah, it's very roomy.
I don't mean to bobble on, but what time are you open till?
We're open till 8.
Brilliant, thank you. And who would you like to win X Factor?
What?
It's a television show in England. Who would you want to win?
Oh, I don't even know anything about it.
I'd like Ollie Murr to win.
That's fine. I can take part. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm working with the customer right now.
Okay. Just so that you know, I'm going to be voting for Ollie Murr.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't get it.
Murr.
Oh, Murr.
Frankincense.
Okay,
Murr.
I get it now. Well, that was great.
That Alka-Seltzer one, I don't know where that came from. I don't always have a Christmas elk.
Elk.
Is an elk even Christmassy?
I think, yeah. I'll look it up. She knew what you were on about. She said Alka-Seltzer Plus. I think there were 9 in there from what I counted. Let me know your scores against Becky today on 81199. Cheers.
Oh.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Thank you to Sarah Cox. A lot of people spotted this on the text earlier. Nice bit of innuendo bingo. You can always rely on Coxie. When she was talking about you, actually, being nominated for Funniest Radio Sidecar 2009, Sidekick 2009 at the Loaded Laughter Awards, this came up in conversation.
Oh, fab. Let's see. Comedy Dave's good. Oh, Becky, I love that.
Who's your money on?
Well, I'll tell you off air. Yeah. I have to be polite on air. I love them all. No, I do love them all. Oh, I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a stiffy between Dave and Becky.
What more could you want?
It's a stiffy between Dave and Becky.
Yep. I can't believe that news about you being nominated as a sidekick at the Loaded Laughter Awards has made it onto the entertainment news, onto the Big Five earlier.
I told you it would be on the Big Five.
I thought you were going to say, I told them to do it, and they did.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Not really classified, but something that you might want to get for Christmas now, which Becky has spotted.
Yes, you have to guess what it is. This, I think, will be number one on your Christmas list.
Okay, is this from America?
Yes. Right.
And it's from an American home shopping channel.
Mm-hmm, and I want one.
Okay, and I have to guess what product they're talking about. Okay.
This is a perfect gift for your loved one.
Right, well, that could be absolutely anything.
Yeah.
Got any more?
I wish you could reach through your screen and touch this. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it sounds impressive.
So you know it's good.
She wishes that I could just reach through the screen and touch that. Oh, my God. Okay, more clues, please.
We also have the gunmetal, which is super, super sexy. But I have to say, black is always the most dramatic.
Dramatic, so...
It comes in a choice of colours.
Okay, so you have gunmetal or black.
Mm-hmm.
It's super sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I need more.
47 inches, by the way.
Right, so it's black, it's super sexy, and 47 inches.
Oh, yes.
47 inches, by the way.
Impressive. I still don't know.
This is guy and girl.
Yes.
Gender friendly.
Yes.
Okay, so it's for everyone can use it. For men and for women.
Do you want one yet?
What is it?
This might give you one more clue.
Okay.
I do. I mean, it's very comfortable. It's a very comfortable way to just relax, you know, and feel at home.
Yep. It's a P. Diddy bathrobe.
A Puff Daddy dressing gown?
Yeah. How much do you actually want one?
Oh, my God.
He was on the Home Shopping Channel.
Why is he going on shopping channels selling dressing gowns?
I don't know.
Has he just got an enormous tax bill? Why is he doing that?
I don't know, but I really want one.
Right, when you're that rich, believe me, those tax bills could... They mount up.
Believe me.
No, don't believe me. I mean, I've heard...
Really?
That if you're as rich as Puff Daddy...
You don't even have a fragrance line. How are you making the cash?
Wow, so it's an actual robe.
Fashion icon himself... There he is, walk on the runway. I mean, really, he is an award-winning fashion designer. And right now, we get to offer the first of its kind here at HSN with the Sean Diddy Combs Ultra Plush Robe.
So Sean Diddy Combs is walking the catwalk on a home shopping channel in America, a bit like those models do on Lorraine Kelly or This Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right, multi-millionaire selling. In his plush robe. She's so excited about it.
Sean Diddy Combs Ultra Plush Robe. Sean Diddy Combs Ultra Plush Robe.
I'd like a full-on description of this.
Look at how pretty these are. It's got this soft tonal striping. It's like a satiny tone-on-tone striping.
Oh, yes.
In your choice of the white, we also have the gunmetal, which is super, super sexy. But I have to say, black... is always the most dramatic.
Dramatic.
And you can actually see best on black that you do get the SJ, Sean John monogrammed logo on the breast of the left-hand side of this beautiful robe.
This is so dramatic. I want a Sean John logo on my breast.
Do you know what? When I step out of the shower with my Susan Boyle shower curtain straight into my P. Diddy robe,
you're going to feel like $1 million, aren't you?
I learned a few moments ago that you like to lounge around in robes.
She's talking to Puff Daddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did she learn a couple of seconds ago? Surely she knew beforehand, because that's why she's selling the robe.
I learned a few moments ago that you like to lounge around in robes.
Yes, I do. Ugh. I do. I mean, it's very comfortable. It's a very comfortable way to just relax, you know, and feel at home. It's when you really know you're at home. And,
absolutely.
One of the things that we designed these for is for comfort, but also to have a luxurious look. You know, I've always been a big fan of the older movies when you had the gentleman lounging in his pajamas.
Can I just say, I have never seen a film with a man just hanging out in his pajamas. Especially a gentleman.
What films is he watching?
I don't know, but...
Where old men hang out in their pajamas.
Sounds like something you and Chappers could star in.
I'm getting a real insight into Diddy's life. You just know as well that he lets it flap open and flops around.
No.
I learned a few moments ago that you like to lounge around in robes.
Think about it.
Do you think he wears the gunmetal grey or the white one?
I think
one?
He's black because it's more dramatic. So you would recommend this
on
my
really
breast for this Christmas?
Can I have the triple XL one, please? Apparently that's one of the smaller sizes they do.
Is it?
Yeah.
God.
It was like, and if you want 3X, 4X, 5X, just ask for that. I was like, oh my God.
Sean Diddy Combs Ultra Plush Robe.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.